It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. After the financial crisis, Americans focused their anger on Wall Street and especially on Goldman Sachs. And President-elect Donald Trump tapped into that anti-Wall Street frustration in his campaign. Yet as he forms his administration, he's filling key positions with the very people he criticized, former employees of Goldman Sachs. Here to talk about this turn of events is William D. Cohen, who's written extensively about the bank. Bill, welcome back to WNYC.
Great to be here. Thank you.
How surprised are you to see some Goldman Sachs veterans back potentially going into the White House?
Well, I mean, I just think the remarkable thing is how quickly the tone has changed
right in
a month's time. You know, when Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren were basically saying to who they thought would be the next president, Hillary Clinton, don't you dare try to get somebody from Wall Street, you know, in your cabinet or in this administration. And of course, forget the idea of anybody from Goldman Sachs ever coming back to Washington in the near term. And now the irony on this side is that Donald Trump, who Goldman Sachs would never do business with, I mean, that was just a given that he was not the kind of client they wanted to do business with. He's basically getting all these Goldman Sachs guys to come and kiss his ring.
Yeah, what was the relationship between Trump, the businessman, and Goldman Sachs before becoming president-elect?
Non-existent.
Really?
Period. Non-existent. I mean, I think Goldman used to use Donald Trump as the poster child for the kind of client they did not want the firm to do business with. Now, on the other hand, of course, there's been a long tradition of Goldman Sachs leaders working in Washington, and especially in the last, 20 years, we've had Bob Rubin as Treasury Secretary, a former Goldman Sachs senior partner, and Hank Paulson, a former CEO of Goldman Sachs, being Treasury Secretary under George W. Bush. So there's a long history of this, so that's not surprising. When a president gets to Washington, he turns to Goldman Sachs.
What is it about Goldman Sachs?
As somebody who competed against Goldman for 20 years, Goldman is literally, it's a bit of a cliche, the gold standard on Wall Street. They are able to attract and retain the best and the brightest. They are extraordinary risk managers. That doesn't mean they do everything right. In fact, they've done a lot of things wrong over the years that get them into ethical hot water. But by and large, they have a very, very deep bench of very talented people. It's just an obvious place for people in Washington to go to when they're looking to build out an administration.
One of Trump's last campaign ads talked about how corrupt the system is. It even featured the CEO of Goldman Sachs. I mean, how did the bank go from being a punching bag to being embraced now?
It's as simple as Donald Trump elected on November 8th. Again, to your point, he certainly cultivated a populist image, and what better way to cultivate that than to bash Goldman Sachs? But, you know, as we found out repeatedly now with Donald Trump, what he said during the campaign is very different than what he's saying now, and Goldman Sachs gives him instant credibility in the financial market.
So will Trump's base be disappointed?
Well, I think Trump's base, and I don't claim to know them, you know, perfectly, but what I suspect Trump's base is comprised of are people who view the billionaires that Donald Trump has surrounded himself with so far as aspirational. They would like to be like them.
Right.
They're not a punching bag. They're not a bad word. Probably they're not going to be disappointed until they realize that he isn't going to fulfill some of the campaign promises that were part of the reason that they elected him. But again, you know, presidents often end up disappointing the people who voted for them.
So Hillary Clinton faced constant attacks from the Trump camp and progressives about being paid to give those speeches to Goldman Sachs. How do you think if she won, her cabinet would have looked compared to Trump's?
Well, she would have loved to have had people from Goldman Sachs in her cabinet. But, you know, I think Lloyd Blankfein, who's the CEO of Goldman Sachs now, who was featured in that campaign ad right before the election, I mean, he knew, I mean, he was basically saying that there'd be no way for him to go be in Washington and be in Hillary Clinton's cabinet, even though he would have liked to have been. I mean, so she would have been very wary of trying to get someone from Goldman or other Wall Street firm in her cabinet. She would have liked to have done that because she is very close to Wall Street people, unlike Donald Trump. But she would have been blocked by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and it probably wouldn't have been worth it for her to try.
William D. Cohen is a financial journalist and author of the book Money and Power: How Goldman Sachs Came to Rule the World. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Richard.